The World Heritage Convention was created at a time when nobody thought about civil society, so there's really no mention of it. And in contrast, you could take the 2005 Convention on the Promotion of the Diversity of Cultural Expressions, and in that, there's actually a full annex on the role of and the implication of civil society. Without opening the convention, how can we involve civil society in a way that is meaningful?
I'm personally convinced that, of course, it is impossible to be efficient concerning monuments conservation without civil society, without the people, without the awareness of the local communities and the personal involvement. Especially if you are not just talking about the sites like Versailles, but we are talking about rural areas, we are talking about towns and cities, quite often quite big urban spaces. Clear, it is point number one. Point number two, in a certain contradiction to point number one, is that of course I fully agree that it should be the convention. The convention as the agreement between the state parties. So it is governmental responsibility for that. So we have two, let's say, streams which should meet. And the question is, where is this meeting place? And in Kraków, and I'm proud of that, the meeting place was the session. But during the session, as the chairman, I realized several times how we are not simply well prepared to deal with this phenomena. The experience was at the beginning quite strange. Simply just after becoming a chairman of the committee, I was getting emails, letters, telephones, and finally visits for charming ladies and handsome gentlemen representing different organizations, representing civil society, representing NGOs. And on the one hand side, I was happy that they are so sensitive, that they are so dedicated, but I was also shocked how demanding are they and how, let's say, sometimes arrogant they could be asking the chairman, the president of the World Heritage Committee for things which are impossible. Concerning the rules of procedure, for example, concerning the nature of the session. It was for me a real experience and a real challenge with a very positive conclusion. The positive conclusion is that, of course, they have accumulated enormously important potential. Potential of knowledge, potential of dedication, readiness to intervene. The vast majority of those organizations, they are, of course, dedicated to nature. But not only. And finally, I realize that, of course, it would be impossible to not let them speak in Kraków. And I'm proud that in Kraków we did manage to find a certain balance between the demand to let the respected representatives of those organizations to express their opinions in many important cases, many critical cases. But I'm especially proud because of this idea to organize, first time, as I understand, of the history of the convention, the event, which was titled For a Structured Dialogue with Civil Society, opening the discussion with them and among them, discovering that they are not consistent and not coherent, that they are competing quite often against one each other, but finally finding a kind of a consensus which is implemented to the final document of the session in Krakow. To me, what is much more important, it is the question how this convention, how this structure based on state parties, based on bureaucratic procedures, could incorporate this growing amount of potential, positive potential of those people. And I think that the only instrument at the moment which could be possible, it should be the system of the meetings with, I'm not saying them, with the representatives of the major players concerning NGOs a couple of weeks before the session. And it should simply become a kind of a routine part of the whole operation to prepare the session. I think that it would be very wise and it would be helpful for the center as well to minimize the tension during the session and to simply identify all those important issues which are simply coming from the side of civil society. It would be my dream, simply, to see in 3, 4, 5 years' time a certain mechanism and certain model which could be implemented, because there is no any paragraph concerning operational guidelines or the rules of procedure which would be against such a gesture. But the question is, if there is a will to make such a gesture.
Could you foresee a time when there could be a written submission to be determined how long and all that, but some kind of written document that committee members would receive from members of civil society as part of their documentation?
Very much so. I understand that the basic idea of this meeting in Krakow was to give the representatives of those leaders, of those major organizations, to create a certain forum. I'm not saying a forum of lobbyists, but the structure which could simply, well in advance, put at the table, at front of the chairperson responsible for the preparations to the next session and the committee, the issues they do identify as those which shouldn't be avoided, which should be discussed. Sometimes those issues are the same as the issues coming from the side of the committee, but not only. Mm-hmm. And I think that it would be simply not just a gesture, but the gesture is also important, to give them a certain satisfaction and strength. And they have a good will, but they are frustrated because they are ignored, which means that they should be given a channel of communication, simply. And this channel should be well prepared, is not expensive, they are coming on their own, and it should be done in a good time, in March or in April in Paris, as a next important platform of communication with the people. Heritage is the people.